Welcome to episode 109 of the Resell Brothers Podcast. I'm Colton.
I'm Will and Dale West.
We got a little bit of a different episode today.
Yep.
We're not going to do any talking up front because we got an interview with Nanny Meg Resell.
Nanny Meg Resell, Miss Melissa Stark.
That's right. That's right. It's a good one. Lots of Poshmark tips. So please enjoy the interview. And we'll be back at the end with your normal segments.
Rock and roll. And them Astros when I told you they would.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. All right. Now to the interview. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to the podcast. Today, we have an interview with Nanny Meg Resell. It finally happened. We're finally doing it.
Yep. So I guess go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell them where you're from, what you do, and then we'll start asking some questions. Some hard-hitting questions.
Hi, everyone. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I'm a big fan. I've been listening to you guys for quite a while, and I love the podcast, and I just love all the extras that you guys offer, too. My name is Melissa Jackson, and I'm from Chesterfield, Michigan. I'm about 20 miles north of Detroit, so I'm considered in the suburbs of Detroit. Okay. And I've been reselling for a few years, about 3 or 4 years. I've mostly been on Poshmark, Mercari. I did start an Etsy store, but I'm still playing with that. Uh-huh. I currently have a love-hate relationship with eBay.
You can't wait to get into that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I wish someday I could do it full time, but it's just, you know, it started out as a hobby and now it's something I really enjoy. And my goal is to do it full time someday.
That's awesome. Well, what kind of got you into it? What gave you the bug?
Well, the first time, so my daughter, I have two teenage daughters. They're currently 19 and 16.
Oh, you're almost done.
And, yes. Just a couple more years. Well, actually, one more year of high school with the one, and then, you know, one's in college. So, we'll, you know, my husband and I, we're still not out of the woods yet with that.
Right,
we still have to pay for college. But one of them was looking for a certain backpack. It was like a Vera Bradley, a certain backpack, and we couldn't find it anywhere, and she found it on Poshmark. So it was a good price, and it was a good deal, so I bought it. And then I thought to myself, you know what? I could totally do this, because I started buying more on Poshmark, and to make up for all the money I was spending, I said, uh-oh, I better start selling. But I didn't know that it was like a thing that people would go and source and resell stuff. So I just started doing stuff around, you know, like, you know, with two teenage daughters, we have a lot of clothes. Right. And my husband's into clothes too. Uh-huh. So I just started selling stuff around the house and I was making some money. I was like, this is pretty cool. So they have these things on Poshmark. It's called like a Posh Ambassador. And I set a goal to do it in a month and I hit it in a week. So it was pretty. Wow. I don't know if that's a sign I priced things too low or what.
Things are selling. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So I figured, you know, it was just junk that, I don't want to say junk, but it was just clothes that we no longer really wanted.
Right.
So but it was really fun. And then I started going to, I mean, I've always been a thrifter, but here in Michigan, I like didn't grow up going to thrift stores. Here in Michigan, outlet stores are really popular.
Okay.
When I was growing up, so we did a lot of outlet shopping, but I started thrifting. Well, I mean, when my girls were little, I was thrifting, but not growing up. But so I just started flipping stuff, and it's really fun. So I want to start doing like things other than clothes. Uh-huh. But I mean, I do like some shoes, some purses. You know, I don't really do much with shoes. Sometimes some purses, but. You know, and then my husband, he wants to start doing like the cards and all that stuff. So I've had him listen to you guys when you were doing like your card episodes, and he really enjoyed that.
Another listener.
So, yeah. Right.
Spread the word. That's good.
Oh, and I have to say, so your Houston Astros, the pitcher, one of the pitchers is from my hometown of St. Clair Shores, Michigan.
All right. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
That's probably Maybe Verlander. Because, I mean, he played for Detroit back in the day. No?
Verlander played for us, but it's a young guy. Taylor, Tyler, okay. I don't know. I don't know his name.
Well, he's a world
champ. But I saw him
now,
on TV.
He's a world champ.
Yeah, we were watching the series, and I'm like, hey, they just said St. Clair Shores, Michigan. I'm like, who is this? And he was pitching. And he's like, he looks like he's 12, so I could probably be his mother. But, you know, but I was like, hey, the Refill Brothers, that's their team.
Absolutely. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Very You're welcome. Yes.
Wesley, you got some questions?
Well, since we're talking about Detroit, how's the weather up there right now?
Right now, we had a really nice day today.
Okay.
And cool.
Go ahead.
But it's not going to last. It's going to get cold and nasty this weekend. And we just did our daylight savings time thing, which we move our clocks back an hour or forward an hour, right. We fall back.
Yeah, we get and the same
thing. So you guys got it. It's supposed to be for the farmers. And so now, you know, everybody wants to go to bed at 6 o'clock at night because it feels like it's midnight.
Right, exactly. So I guess my question with that is like, so we're still in garage sale season. Ours doesn't really end until like January and February, and then it's back going again. So I was just curious.
That's so nice.
You got the outlet stores. What's your other options out there as far as that goes? Because probably garage sale season is probably doesn't last near as long.
Yeah, garage sale season. I mean, there's still a few hit or miss around here. Mm-hmm. But the big garage sale weekend ends Labor Day. And that's it. So like the beginning of September, we're all done. And then it usually starts in the spring, which... I don't know. Lately, we haven't really been getting a spring. We've been going right from winter to summer, it seems like. So we're talking probably in May. So it pretty much goes from Memorial Day to Labor Day for us. And then we're stuck. But outside of thrifting, a lot of people do estate sales. Mm-hmm. I personally haven't done the estate sale thing only because the ones I've went to, it seems like the families take all the good stuff and, you know, we're just left with stuff that, you know,
they're junk.
And I was thinking, I have enough junk at home, but, there's really not a lot of options outside of the garage sales, the estate sales. A lot of people are doing Facebook Marketplace, but I don't know. I sell on there too, but not as much as, you know, the online platform.
Right,
but there's really not a ton of options. We have our outlet stores, but that's kind of a thing in the past. Like, I don't know about, it's probably the same thing in Texas where the shopping malls are just like, they're all closing and it's getting pretty sad. So the outlets are getting like that too. In fact, they opened up a Goodwill in our outlet mall, which I thought was pretty cool, but it's crazy overpriced.
That's the way it is now.
Yeah. Yes, it's crazy. So the thrifting prices, I was just out thrifting today and I couldn't believe the prices. Like, come on. Really?
I can't make any money there.
It's been the same for us. We have one near us that's pretty reliable, but even that one has raised their prices a little bit.
Yeah.
But the Goodwill's around here. I haven't been to a Goodwill, I mean, in months because it's just outrageous.
It's crazy. So it's like right next to a Kate Spade outlet, right? Uh-huh. Store where you can buy things brand new and it's still expensive, but not as expensive as retail. And so like this, I mean, and I'm just thinking the shirts, they wanted $24 just for a shirt. And it wasn't even like a crazy brand name one. It was like a Target shirt. And I'm thinking you could buy two of these at Target. I'm like, come on. It's just outrageous. And I do a lot of home, like vintage home goods as well, like Pyrex and that stuff.
Okay.
And the Pyrex prices are just I don't even, I look and then I'm just like, I can't even, they want like $14 for like one tiny little thing that, mm-hmm. you know, it's all saturated goods. It's
yeah.
always the same stuff.
That's the worst. Cause you know what you're looking for and you see it and you know, not to look, you know, it's going to be too much, but you always still have to. And then you get disappointed every time.
Every time. I mean, it's just crazy. I don't know. I'm kind of, but I do go to the bins a lot.
Okay.
So since I do mostly clothes, I do the bins a lot, there's one in Flint, Michigan, which is, Flint is pretty famous for the lead water situation.
Right.
Yeah. And so I don't take my water from there, but, they have a pretty good, bins. And then we have one right here in, you know, about 5 minutes from my house. And okay. since I do clothes, I do pretty well at the bins. And I like doing that because when I'm doing my pricing and when I decide on what I'm going to, you know, if I get an offer or something, it's kind of like a no brainer because I'm, you know, on some of this stuff, as you guys know, you're spending what, maybe a dime on some of this stuff.
Right, I mean, it's,
yeah. So I do the bins a lot too.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, I don't know if you want to get into it right now, but I would love to hear about your love-hate relationship with eBay.
Oh, gosh. So I started buying on eBay. You know, I think, my gosh, how long has eBay been around? Was it like the late 90s, yeah, I think? Like
maybe mid-90s, somewhere.
Yeah, I want to say like 1996 is there, because at the bottom of their webpage, they have like the copyright thing, and I think it's 1996.
That makes sense. So that was the year I graduated high school. So okay. when I started getting my own money and stuff. So I started, you know, eBay was like the big thing. Like, you know, we were just like, you can buy things off the computer. You know, it was mm-hmm. like, this was all dial up and
right.
you just send checks in the mail and all that stuff. And so I was buying on eBay forever. And I honestly didn't start selling on eBay until I was doing pretty well on Poshmark. And I'm like, oh, do they still do clothes on eBay? I mean, I totally forgot about eBay because, you know, I was buying things here and there over the years and, you know, I come to find out, yeah, clothing is pretty huge on eBay,
right.
but like an idiot, I didn't pay attention to all the eBay rules.
Oh yeah. That's the fun part.
Yeah. So like on Poshmark, say you have to cancel something. I mean, you know, we never want to cancel an order, but say you want to cancel something because you're packing it up and it's just not as great shape as I thought it was, or I can't find it. You know, it happens.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. So, on Poshmark, if you cancel an order, they're like, okay, you know, thanks for telling us, you know, life is good. So, I just, like an idiot, I thought eBay was the same way. And I was always very truthful with why I was canceling because I didn't think I'd get in trouble. So I haven't sold a lot of things on eBay. Of course, my feedback is well and everything, but I've only had like, I want to say 80 some sales on eBay.
Okay.
And I've canceled like, I don't know, 5 or 6 things.
Mm-hmm.
So I got dinged and I didn't realize it. And then there was one day I was listing and I was like, I can't promote. Why can't I do this? So I thought maybe it was my app or something. No, I'm in the bad. I'm in the bad section.
Yeah. Well, they only allow you like 0.3%.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's such a low
number. Right. So I called them and I pleaded my case and they're like, oh, you're a very nice lady, but sorry. So now I can only list 50 items a month and I can only sell $1,600 a month, which is, I mean, you know, when you're a clothing reseller, but I want to start, you know, making more money on eBay
account.
My fault.
Just start over.
You know what? I thought about that, but then like I started like reading the rules. Imagine that. And they're like, you can be like banned forever. And I'm like, oh gosh, okay. So I lowered my prices quite a bit and I'm doing like a clearance sale on there, you know, to get my markings back up. I mean, the thing is I'm a good seller. I just made it, you know, I think I canceled 4 things, but you know, the percentage is so, because I haven't you know, sold as much on there. So
yeah, no, I recently just started running into that because me and Wesley both for the longest time have just been eBay sellers. And recently I've been trying to get into Poshmark as well. And I've been using like a cross posting app.
Yes, and I was listening to that.
Yeah, I've got even another update on that. I had another sale of a shirt that had already sold that I thought got taken off of everything.
Man.
But luckily, none of these have happened on eBay. It's all been Poshmark, Mercari, stuff like that. So I haven't gotten dinged yet, but I'm super nervous.
Right. Absolutely. And so I actually did a trial on Vendue last year, and I didn't like it either.
Yeah, you should have updated Colton the very first time he said it. Then
I should have. So then when I heard it, but the first time I had listened, you were so excited about it. And I was like, oh well, you know, maybe it'll be better for him, and maybe things have changed in a year. And it was the same thing with me. In fact, I believe two of my cancellations were because of Vendue.
This most recent one is a shirt that I think I've already talked about on the podcast that I've sold. I think this is the third time it's sold, and I keep delisting it, and somehow it keeps popping back up. I don't know what's happening.
Oh my gosh. It's like the shirt that won't go away.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
But like I said, luckily none of them have been on eBay so far, so I scour my listings every day and make sure that one stays away.
Right. Well, it's not as hard for me because I'm only allowed 50. Oh my gosh. It's terrible.
Wesley,
oh my gosh. That's crazy.
All right. Well, I haven't sold on Poshmark, but I do sell a lot of men's clothes, a lot of, you know, mostly vintage, but some just regular men's clothes. As far as it goes for you, you sell on Poshmark. What do you think the demographic is there? Is it mostly female demographic, or is it kind of just everybody, young, old?
What Poshmark is doing right now is I'm sure you guys have heard of Whatnot. Mm-hmm. And how people are doing the live listings on there. I haven't done it yet because I'm, you know, I don't know about that yet, but
I don't want to do it either.
I just don't have. So they're trying to expand their demographic because it's mostly female, and it's mostly between, I want to say that I read a newsletter and it was female between the ages of like 19 to like 45 or something. So that age group.
Okay. Decent range.
And which I thought was good. But so they're doing live sales now. So it was a beta testing thing.
Okay.
Yes. So I just got actually picked today, which I was like, cool, I can mention this tonight. I was picked today to do a live sale, and you know, I of course accepted it, but then I got all excited and I'm like, oh, that's right. Now I get to be an auctioneer. So I really, I've done Facebook Lives, but it's nothing like that. So I really have to, I'm excited about it because I have a lot of inventory I want to push, but I really have to get my room ready and hire models and all this stuff because I can't model everything I have.
Would you like us to come to Detroit? We'll model for
absolutely
you.
Absolutely, that would be awesome. I could be the resale sister. That's awesome.
That's right absolutely.
I don't have the Texas accent though. I have more of a hood accent being from Detroit, but we do have family in San Antonio, so maybe I could come up and see y'all. But
that's a perfect question. Do we have accents to you?
Yes, a little bit. Do I have an accent to you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
For real? Oh my gosh. That's really funny.
It's hilarious because I don't think I have an accent at all, but people point it out all the time.
Right. It's pretty cool. I've always wanted one, but I guess it depends on who you're talking to.
Right. So. Well, yeah, that's the thing. If anybody hears me on the phone with my parents, that's when it comes out the most, and it gets bad sometimes.
Oh my gosh, we have family in Georgia too, And this is actually the family from Texas. They kind of moved over to Georgia now, and I just pick it up. And they're like, hey, you don't have your accent anymore. I'm like, yeah, but you still do. It's really weird. but I have sold a ton of men's clothing on Poshmark. There are men on there, and I actually prefer male buyers. Uh-huh. Because they're not messaging me for what are the measurements this way? What are the measurements mm-hmm. that way? They just buy it.
Right.
And you know what? They buy it and they're like, I mean, it has to be something really, really bad to do a return.
Right.
Male wise. Uh-huh. I love it. I'm like, sweet. It's a male buyer. Awesome. There's not going to be any problems. I did have this really creepy guy once. I was selling some vintage Oakleys, and they were my husband's from, you know, when we were teenagers. Uh-huh. So I knew they were real because we bought them from Hudson's, right. And I knew they were real. I knew they were vintage because he's had them forever, mm-hmm. and they were in really good shape, and he bought them. And then he started, like, Poshmark has now where you can actually private message somebody. They didn't have it always. And, so he started messaging me like these really nasty messages saying, you know, and the language was just crazy vulgar. And I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, if you want to return it, fine, dude. It's not that big of a deal. I'm thinking they sold in like 3 days. I'm not heartbroken. Just, right. you know, send them back.
Do you mind me asking how much they sold for?
They sold for, now it wasn't like this model glasses. It was like a saturated version, or it was a saturated model. And okay. I believe I sold them for, I want to say it was like $95, which I thought was pretty good on Poshmark.
Yeah, no.
For accessory wise.
Uh-huh. The reason I ask is because the only like crazy vulgar message I've ever gotten on eBay was for a $7 item.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought that was hilarious that somebody was that.
That's insane. $7. Exactly. People are crazy. So, oh my gosh, $7. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it was like computer software or something that is like,
oh my gosh,
the cheapest, really? Easiest thing to return. And they were just not happy about it.
They just were not happy. Oh my gosh. People are just crazy. I'm like, why? Even if I was mad, I would never send it a message that's like this guy. Like, I thought he was going to come to my house and kill me. I was just like, oh my gosh, dude, it's glasses. But it was like, it was between like $90 and like $95. But then, you know, Poshmark fees are so high. Mm-hmm. I think that, I think I made like 60 something. Okay. You know, after shipping, and right. because he wanted free shipping, of course. Uh-huh. I should have known then when he was asking for free shipping. Yeah. Usually men don't do that. Usually they're like, okay, $7, fine, you know, whatever. And luckily they came back fine, but it was the only time I've ever had an issue with a male buyer. And he was really high maintenance. Oh my God. Goodness.
I see Wesley staring at a question. I think he's done.
Well, you mentioned the fees, and that's one of the other things that had kept me away from Poshmark in the beginning, because I looked at it and I was like, the eBay fees are a lot less than the Poshmark. And I was concerned mm-hmm. about the demographic too, because back then, especially when I first started, I didn't know a lot about Poshmark. And I was like, that's just women's clothes. I don't really sell that many women's clothes. But then I saw the fees and I was like, all right, I'm out. But now I'm more interested, you know, in the more recent future, the last year or so, that just to have another platform and things that aren't selling on eBay, or things that I'm not even listing because I'm not sure if they're going to sell, I think may have a better chance on Poshmark. So the fees, I know they're higher, but what are the fees right now?
20%.
20%. Okay. Yeah. That's almost so double like, eBay's, but yeah.
Yeah. Which is why I really liked eBay. Starting on Poshmark and then going to eBay, I was like, oh, this is good. And I was like, cool. They don't take it. I mean, 20%, like, it's a lot. So, like, if you're, I mean, it's quite a big chunk. And then, you know, a lot of people, they ask for free shipping mm-hmm. or they ask for discounted shipping but the thing is the shipping, like, either you love it or you hate it on Poshmark, because you can't, like, you have to ship through them. Like, you right. can't do like Pirate Ship or any of that, which I love with eBay, because I use Pirate Ship. I use with Pirate Ship with eBay and Mercari, actually. Uh-huh. But But so that's the thing with Poshmark. But you don't ever have to worry about people not paying, and you never have to worry about shipping costs, because people on Poshmark, unless they want the free shipping, of course, they're automatically calculating shipping in their minds if they've been buying on it for a while.
Yeah,
so Poshmark it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. That was kind of the draw to it for me, though, was it, even though it is a lot of work, it's still, to me at least, easier than eBay as far as listing goes, because eBay has so many specifics that you put in there. And not calculating the shipping and all of that stuff, it tends to go quicker for me on Poshmark. So I kind of look at it as, well, I'm losing 10% more, but I'm gaining 10% more in my time, so I could get more product listed that way.
Right. That is very true. And the best part about Poshmark shipping is, so I do a lot of bundles, and it goes up to 5 pounds.
Okay.
You can cram a lot of clothes, and it doesn't matter how big the box is, as long as it's not more than 5 pounds. And if it does go over 5 pounds, you just have to request a higher shipping label, and you just pay I think the last time I did it was another $5, but this was literally 15 pounds.
Right.
Because I was selling Pyrex. Okay. So, but that is the best part. You never have to worry about it going over, because especially when you're selling clothing, I mean, I did sell a pair of Doc Martens, and I didn't realize how heavy they were. These were some men's Doc Martens, and I'm like, good grief, these are really heavy. So I think it was at like 4.5 pounds, but that's the one thing I do like about that. But sharing, they finally have implemented an easier sharing tool, and they're really stepping up their game, because I think they lost a lot of sellers when they were messing around with their algorithm in the beginning of the year. It didn't really, it really didn't affect me much, because as long as you're listing consecutively, I always try to do 5 items a day. Sometimes I don't, you know, whatever. But as long as you're listing and you're sharing, the algorithm keeps up. But they were really messing with it, and some of these full-time, you know, these big heavy hitters were, and they were all going to Whatnot. And then I'm thinking, you know, if you're doing here's me. I don't do a lot of luxury items, but if you're doing luxury items, I don't think Whatnot is the right place. Mm-hmm. But that's just me, you know, whatever. I don't know much about it, but
yeah,
I have watched it, and I'm like, this is nuts.
Yeah, I don't know much about it either. I'm just, I don't know. I'm not, I mean, although we have a podcast where we're on camera, I'm not super into being on camera, especially trying to sell stuff.
Well, and we record. I don't like being live. You know what I mean? This is recorded. We put it out later.
Right.
For some reason, being live, you know, I've been asked to be on the news and stuff before, and I'm like, absolutely not.
Oh, gosh, I bet. Right, exactly. So I don't know. I'm a little nervous about the live Poshmark show. And it's the Saturday after Black Friday, too.
Okay.
So it can either be good or bad. Like, everybody's broke and they're tired of shopping, or it's going to be good. So I don't know about that, but we'll see. I have to watch a ton to make sure it's, you know, well, on the up and up.
If you decide to do it, let us know when you're doing it, and we'll plug it for you.
I will. Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm curious, how much is this five pound box to ship?
Let me think. It depends. So they have three. So like if somebody likes your item and you send them an offer, you can either give them free shipping, which I rarely do. Mm-hmm. And then they have $4.99 shipping, and I believe it's $5.95 shipping, but if there's no shipping discount, I believe it's $7.95. So it's really not that bad for 5 pounds.
That's not bad at all. Yeah. That's a lot cheaper than anything I can buy from the postal service.
Absolutely. So that's not, but then you have people who are still complaining. I'm like, oh, people are always going to complain, right?
Yeah, you can't make everybody happy.
No. So I was on, so during COVID, you know, Michigan was like, we had these insane rules in Michigan, like where you couldn't go out and buy a paintbrush. Like it was ridiculous. So of course all of our, you know, I mean, everybody's thrift stores were closed,
right?
But, ours were closed for, I swear, it was like the longest of anybody. It was just weird. But, So during COVID, I was doing a lot of these Facebook group thrifting group things. So the another thing about Poshmark is, so I was, it was like a Poshmark thrifting group where I would do these, I would list things for sale, and then I would say, I would list the link to my closet that way, and they would go in and they would build like a bundle, and then they would get the $5 or the £5 shipping, which was nice. Mm-hmm. So it's another way of, you know, using that Poshmark shipping to our advantage as well.
Right.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. But yeah, the £5 thing is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I
like but the sharing, oh my gosh, the sharing is crazy. And then they have these Poshmark parties, which I don't know if you guys have seen them on there. They host them, you know, throughout the day. And I've been like a, they call it like a co-host, and you pick what they call host picks, and you pick people's items. And then all these people, they say congratulations and all this stuff. But honestly, if you ever get picked, to me, it's like Murphy's Law. If you ever get picked for something that's a host pick for one of these parties, it's like guaranteed to not sell. It's kind of like a, kind of like a hex on it. It's crazy. So, I mean, I get, I've been picked to host some of these parties, and I do it because it brings, you know, traffic to my own closet, but I've never sold anything in the last couple of years during these parties when I'm sharing stuff. So when you're sharing to, when you're sharing your goods, you know, if there's a party going on, you can share it to your followers or you can share it to this party. Mm. I've never sold anything during a party ever. I'm like, I don't know if anybody's watching them. So that's a Poshmark tip, just maybe from me, you know, that's just how it's happened for me, but you know,
there's so much about Poshmark that I don't know. I've barely, I don't think I've even listed directly on Poshmark. I've just done it through Vendue. So there's a lot for me to learn. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty easy. I mean, they just ask for the size. I mean, just the size, the label, and what the original price was. So here's another Posh tip. The original price, they asked for it. I always put zero in there because half the time I don't know the original price.
Right, yeah.
Because I noticed it kind of messes it up a little bit when you have like, so yeah, I always put zero.
That's a great tip. Yeah, that was something I was wondering because that was that was in the Vendue listing app as well. And I was like, I mean, I paid $2 for it. Yeah, I don't know what it cost.
I know what a 1970s JCPenney shirt sold for. That's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. So I have a question for you guys.
Go
so the single stitch for vintage, I have a lot of vintage stuff.
Uh-huh.
So what's the deal with the single stitch? Is that just stating that it's a vintage or like, cause I know you guys always say it's single stitch and I'm like, hey, this is single stitch. What's the deal with that?
Yeah. So it was pretty much any, well, not, there were some exceptions, like the higher quality shirts in the 80s and 90s had double stitching, but pretty much anything pre 2000.
Yeah, mostly like 96, 97, yeah. That's kind of when they started double stitching everything, mm-hmm. but
okay.
I mean, usually I can tell by the tag, I know the tags really well.
Yeah. Like,
okay, that's going to be 80s, 90s, and then for some reason, just even if it's 96 and it's single stitch instead of double stitch, it just sells better.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's just the
okay.
The vintage t-shirt market, that's just like the main selling point. It's the way to authenticate that it's a real vintage shirt and not a reprint.
It's real vintage.
There are still a few companies that do single stitch.
Yeah, actually.
It's very seldom now.
Last night I was doing folding my laundry and I have a Goonie shirt that's like a modern shirt, but it's a single stitch.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah, but
Now I'm going to have to look on all my, I don't have many vintage t-shirts, but I have a few, so now I'm going to have to look. Make sure.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and put it in the hashtag.
Exactly. If you throw that in the title or the hashtag, it will help.
Yeah. So. I don't know if the hashtag helps all the time, but I always put it in there, especially on Mercart or on Depop with all the hipster kids. Yeah. You know, yeah, that's what exactly. They look for.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm 100 years old in that app. Oh my God. It's crazy.
I thought all of my vintage clothes would, or like the 90s vintage clothes would perform really well on Depop. And so I don't think I've had a single sell on Depop so far.
I've had 2 in 3 years.
Yeah,
and it was not vintage.
I don't know, 6 months to a year, and I had to get off of there. I didn't like it either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I think it's too
young. And it wasn't vintage. Yeah, it's just like I'm not into. Now, of course, my youngest daughter, she buys stuff off of there. Uh-huh. But and then I ask her, what is with all these people modeling everything? And she's like, that's just what we do. You want to see what it looks like? I'm like, yeah, but I'm not a, you know, I'm not an extra, extra small. Like, what do you do then? Put it on my arm? It's like, come on.
We all look different weird. Here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look right. The same as that person does in that shirt.
No, I don't know. So I just have my pictures and all that stuff. But like, yeah, 2 sales in 3 years. And it was not vintage. Oh, crazy.
Okay. I've got 2 questions for you. What is okay. your number one item you look for, whether it be like a clothing brand or a piece of vintage houseware? What's the thing that gets you excited when you find it?
Well, Pyrex, always Pyrex. For vintage houseware. Mm-hmm. And it's usually like pastel colored, like from the 50s
yep.
that I like. And then when I'm looking for clothes, it's crazy, like, I'm not a luxury seller. I'm more of a bread and butter uh-huh. brand type person. It's just not the things that we sell that, you know, if I find something and get really excited about it, it doesn't sell. But if I find like bread and butter, like American Eagle jeans, they fly up. They just fly right off.
That's good.
And it doesn't matter. Yes. It's in, always. And it doesn't, they sell probably in a few days. And I do a lot of old lady brands like Talbots and Chico's
uh-huh.
just because a lot of my stuff from work when I first started selling, that was a lot of stuff that I flipped that was my personal stuff.
Okay.
But, it used to be Tommy Hilfiger, but now you can buy Tommy Hilfiger at Kohl's.
Oh,
so now the Tommy, yes.
Interesting.
So now the, right. So now the Tommy Hilfiger, unless it's vintage Tommy Hilfiger,
mm-hmm.
Like the modern Tommy Hilfiger stuff, you may as well forget it.
Right, right.
Because now it's being sold at Kohl's, which is like the Kmart of, you know, that's yeah. what it's going to end up being, which I miss Kmart, so I shouldn't be bad-mouthing Kmart. But a lot of, like for housewares, it's Pyrex, but uh-huh. for... When I'm at the bins, it's weird. Like I have like all these new bin people, they come in with their masks and their gloves and, you know, and I'm, so here's me, no mask, uh-huh. no gloves, because I like to feel the quality of the material.
Absolutely.
If it's, yeah, you want to feel it. And, a lot of the things I've picked up at the bins, I didn't know the label, but it felt like high quality.
Uh-huh.
And as it turns out, it was really good stuff that I didn't know. There was a couple Italian designers and I sent it actually into the Real
uh-huh.
because I didn't put it on Poshmark. And this one, it was a pair of pants, I believe. I probably paid a quarter for it at the bins, and it sold for $89. I mean, it was just like the weirdest things like that. But yeah. American Eagle jeans, whenever I see them, especially for cheap at the bins, I load up because they sell really well too, which is like...
What do you think is like
25...
The...
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you were about to answer my question. You go
ahead. Oh, depending on the, of course, depending on the condition, if it's like women's plus size that has that like spandex feel to it,
uh-huh.
a lot of the time, like the inside of the legs get worn out where it's really thin.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even pick those up. But, if it's like, especially vintage American Eagle, like things I saw that I used to wear in high school,
uh-huh.
I get really excited, especially with Levi's too, where it's actual cotton jeans uh-huh. and not like the spandex stuff.
Right.
But a good pair in good condition, they're anywhere from like, you know, $25 to $35, which isn't bad coming from the bins.
Yeah,
as long as you have like good pictures, and like I tend to put up a stock picture too if I know it's that certain one.
Okay.
That normally helps too. I don't do a lot of stock pictures, but with those I do. For some reason it works.
That's great to know, because usually yeah. like brands like that, like American Eagle, is stuff I avoid because they do terrible on eBay.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy them either for the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
They do well on Mercari, too.
Really?
Well on Mercari. Yep. It's really weird.
We got to broaden our horizons over here. Colton.
Yeah. It's those bread and butter. It's those mall brands. And it's funny because I'm part of this thrifting group. What is it called? It's another podcast. I can't think of the name of it right now. And okay. They're always talking about, Thrifters Villa. And they're always talking about, you probably edit that out if you want. But they're always talking about these high-end items and blah, blah, blah. And I always say, well, here in the D, we don't get that type of good stuff. It's all mall brands. And this one lady piped up and she says, well, what do you think people actually wear? She says, that's right. What they're wearing. They know it fits them and they know it's good. And I'm like, that makes sense. So when I pick up those bread and butter brands, Banana Republic, American Eagle, you know, just like the ones you'll find at the mall.
Right.
Especially vintage. Vintage American Eagle jeans. Oh, gosh.
All right.
I get excited.
We probably pass that up all the time.
Yeah, now we're absolutely.
Right. Well, those you put on Poshmark. eBay, I didn't do well with those. Most of my old lady brands, like Chico's and Talbot's, mm-hmm. I've done pretty well with those on eBay. But now everything is really cheap because I'm trying to get back in the good gracious of eBay. Right,
so.
Right.
So the next question, might not be a good question since you say you're mostly a bread and butter seller, but what is the best find? What is like your biggest flip you've ever had?
Ooh, let's see. Let me think. It was, let's come back to that question.
Deal.
That's okay.
All right.
Because I'm going to have to look through my stuff.
I understand. Wesley, you got any other questions?
Well, you can answer this one. So your Instagram is Nanny Meg Resale.
Uh-huh.
But your name is Melissa. Where's this come from?
Oh, my two daughters, Natalie and Megan.
There you go.
All right.
Perfect yes. answer. And I actually wanted to change my name. My Instagram stuff, and because it's not, when I first started selling on Poshmark, I didn't think I'd be selling. So I just picked a name. It actually used to be my screen name for like, you remember like a long time ago, like you'd be in those like chat rooms and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So that was my, cause I had two little girls, you know?
Right.
So, now they're old, but, I was going to change it to, it was going to be called like All Things MJ, but when I was doing like my Google logistics, mm-hmm. No one could find me because it would kept going to Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan.
That's
so I'm like, yep. So I'm like, worst. So I had to switch it back. Right. Yeah. So I'm like, okay.
I mean, mine is my full name with my birthday. Like, it's probably the worst name I could have on eBay. I don't want to change it at this point.
Give away all the information you need to reset the password on your account.
Yeah, they could probably right. steal my whole identity and everything. So. Right.
My street name, my phone number, all that stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So I'm like, I'm just going to go back to it because, you know, it's easy. But so my best find was, it was a vintage 1980s dress that I found at the bins, and it was a Gunny Sachs, I knew. Yeah, so I have one in my office right now that I have to get mended, and it's going to be listed. So it was just like your basic, you know, 1980s, you know, floofy dress. And I didn't know labels because this was a brand that I wore, you know, early 90s when I was in high school. I didn't think it was that easy, right. But it was from the late 80s and I found it at the bins and it just needed to be dry cleaned. And, you know, and it was a really short one and it didn't weigh anything. So I probably spent a nickel on it because it was actual dollar pound day at the bins.
Okay.
Which you want to talk craziness is at the Metro Detroit dollar pound day bins. Uh-huh. That's just, I can't even explain how insane this place is. I can only imagine. Exactly. So, I paid probably a nickel for it and I sold it for $3.50.
That's incredible. That's what I like to hear.
Right. But it wasn't on Poshmark. It was on actual Facebook.
Oh, really?
So it wasn't like, yeah, it wasn't on any of those handles. I just put it on there and it was around, you know, homecoming time. Uh-huh. It was a few years ago and I was like, cool. So now I have one. It's an actual like boho wedding dress that I found at the bins a couple weeks ago. Uh-huh. It was in pretty good shape. It just, there's a tear in the seam and I don't sew. Okay. So I have to find somebody to fix it. Mm. But the comps on it are about $350, $400. And I probably paid a dollar for it because it's a little heavier. So I'm hoping I may wait for the spring to list that one. But like you guys say, I mean, your weather's different. I always have to not be so narrow-minded with the seasons because I have to remember it's not going to be winter everywhere.
Right.
It will be here, but not everywhere. Yep. So
you can still wear a short skirt here.
Yeah, it was hot today.
Exactly.
It was hot today.
Man. Well, it was like 55 here. So in November, that's pretty good for us.
Yeah, I think we got close to 90 today.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my gosh. I'm so jealous.
I'm tired of it. I'll trade you.
Nah, y'all could keep that weather. I bet. I don't want nothing to do with it.
No. I know my husband keeps saying, he's like, how many more winters are we going to do? I'm like, I don't know. This is, now that we're getting older, I'm tired of it. Oh my God. Crazy.
I hear you. I don't think I could do it either.
No. Yuck. You don't want to. Stay in Texas where it's warm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, right. Wesley, you got any more questions?
I don't. I've got everything scratched out on my page here.
All right. I do as well. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
No, I think we covered it really. I'm just so excited to talk to you guys because like I listened so much and I don't know if you remember, but I was like your call. I did like a voice call in one time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that was when I was first starting with eBay. Luckily, maybe I should have asked more questions. so I wouldn't be on the bad list.
we led you astray, got you on the ban list.
No, I was probably already on the ban list at that point. Oh my goodness.
Well, thank you so much for all the compliments, B for coming
thank
on and
you.
Doing this with us. If you want, please plug your eBay store, your Poshmark store, any store you want, and all your social media stuff.
All right, cool. Well, you can find me. I'm Nanny Meg, NANNIEMEG, resale. I'm on Poshmark, Mercari, Depop, anywhere you can think, Etsy with that same name, just because it's easy, and on Facebook as well.
That is perfect. Yeah, that's the way to do it. All the same name.
Heck yeah.
All right. Well,
What is your Poshmark closet so I can find it?
It is Fears. I'll have to check. It's Fears, P-H-E-A-R-S, and I think it's underscore Inc.
Okay. I'll find it.
I think so. we'll send you a message with it.
Oh, cool. Perfect. Because I'll start sharing.
Oh, incredible. That would be lovely.
Yes. For sure.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We really enjoyed
it. Thank you so much, guys.
Sorry it took forever. But
no, that's the way life is. That's why you guys are so popular, because life happens and you're real guys. And that's what I like.
Well, thank you, so,
thank
much.
You so much.
We do talk about it maybe too much. Talk about the real life.
No, it's called being real.
It's what gets people invested.
Okay.
Exactly. I can relate for sure. Thanks so much, you guys.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we'll have you on again sometime. Maybe once I get further into the Poshmark world, we'll have you back on and we'll talk shop.
Absolutely. If you have any questions about the all things madness of Poshmark, just let me know.
Incredible. Well, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Yeah, have a good evening.
All right. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's the find of the week. Just tell us what you found.
So, we didn't get to talk about it up front, but I went to Rosebud this weekend. Day of 100 garage sales.
Oh, I didn't even know that was happening.
I forgot about it, but somebody, mom sent me a text about it. And one of the sales, I found this.
Okay.
This is a Champion Supreme collab reversible jacket. So Champion side has a little Supreme tag on the hoodie, and then you turn it inside out. It's got the big Supreme logo on the back and a little Champion's logo on the front. It was $10 to fill a bag, and I've got plenty of other things from there that we'll get into on another episode. But yeah, so I probably paid less than a dollar for this because I know I got more than 10 items. It got rained on, so it was soaking wet. But
as close as they can get wet.
Yeah, threw it in the washing machine, threw it in the dryer, cleaned up real nice, paid less than a dollar for it, and it is listed for $180.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I messed up on the very beginning. I was like, Miss Melissa Stark. I don't know why. I think like I just saw a DC movie, so I got like comics stuck in my head, and I'm thinking Tony Stark.
Yeah.
But it's like Setlack Jackson. So my bad. My bad, shame, Melissa. Shame.
And this next one is a two-parter.
Okay.
And you're probably thinking, what is that?
I mean, it could be a bomb. Could be a microphone. I don't know.
You nailed it. Okay. It's a bomb.
It's a bomb.
It's a microphone. It's a microphone. And this thing is tiny. I'm talking like the size of my finger.
Okay.
This was in LaGrange on Friday. They had four mic stands, and on two of them, they had mics attached to them. And it came with this big, long boom arm that the mic attaches to.
Okay.
So there were two of them. I paid $40 a piece, and the microphone itself sells for anywhere from $200 to $300.
Very
and
nice.
The boom arm itself sells for about $200.
Okay.
Yeah.
Killed it.
And I got two of them. So I got two mics and two boom arms.
Yes, sir.
Incredible.
Nobody else knew what that was, did they?
Absolutely not. And it was untested, and it was $40. It's a little expensive for something that's not tested, but not much can go wrong with a microphone.
There you go.
So that is that.
That is that.
Your finds.
I will once again start by saying, I didn't get to do any sourcing this weekend. I took the kids to the movies. We did all kind of good stuff. But this actually is not a picture of my actual item.
Gotcha.
But I did purchase this exact belt buckle in an online auction last week. So we threw it on here. This is a 1970s Tony Lama belt buckle. It's leather. And it says kicker.
Right.
And it looks like boots for the K's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's spelt wrong.
Right.
But that is because that was a Houston radio station back in the 70s called, I guess, KIKK.
Kicker Radio. I think I've sold a kicker something or other before, and I was wondering what it was.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
I paid like $4 for it in the auction. There is no comps. There is one listed for $125.
Okay.
I'm not going to charge near that.
Right.
I'll probably throw it up for like $65 and see what happens.
All right.
Or maybe we'll go a little higher. Yeah. I don't know. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
I'll let y'all know later.
Before we move on, I forgot to say for our audio listeners, the microphone is an Audix M1250B, and the boom arm is an Audix Micro Boom 50.
Yeah. Now you know.
Now you know. Anything else about this fine belt buckle?
No. That's it.
All right.
That's all I got.
On to the next.
Not all I got. I got another one.
That's right. We got.
So, I did not find this. Well, I didn't find this recently.
I know.
This has been in my home for a couple of years.
Right.
This is a Bose Wave radio. It's got, just a CD player.
Mm-hmm.
My wife uses this in the kitchen to listen to the radio, like talk radio in the mornings constantly. And I don't know what happened. It just finally quit working.
Really?
Yeah. So she put it in a donate bin and she put the remote in there. And the first thing I was like, I need that remote. You can't donate the remote. So I grabbed it and I knew it worked.
Right.
So I sold that like a week or two ago for like $20-25, something like that. And then I got to thinking, I was like, let me just see what these go for parts.
Yeah.
And they go for like $40 to $50.
All right.
So, I mean, in total with that and the remote, we're looking at like $70. And this was going to get donated. But I saved it from the donate pile. I paid $0 for this because I'm almost positive I got this in a clean out that I did.
Okay.
Which was I didn't pay. It wasn't a buy. It was just a clean out.
Yeah.
Yeah, zero into, a good 40, 50 to 70, somewhere in that range.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. So it still turns on, just nothing happens?
That's actually not a picture of mine either.
Ah,
it was this color, but yes, mine does turn on.
Okay.
The CD player never worked. It just like clicks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And now the radio, like the CD player won't stop clicking now.
Yeah.
Like the power went out one day.
Uh-huh.
When it came back on, it fried this thing or something. I don't know. But
power surge.
Yeah, I don't know. But, somebody apparently can fix them there. They wouldn't buy them for parts. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's incredible. That's lovely. All right. Well, now it is time for the...
When you buy real low, but you sell real high, it's the sell of the week.
This is a muse. It is a...
I remember this.
Yeah. I found this a long time ago at LaGrange, and I think I paid like $4 for it. And that at the time, that was like right after Stephanie had her concussion.
That's right. Yeah.
And she was like, I'm going to try this and see if it helps with like the headaches or whatever. And she never did, never ended up using it. So I was like, I'm selling this thing. It is the brain sensing headband, meditation made easy. No idea what it actually does.
Yep.
But I paid $4 for it and it just sold for $80.
There you go. Somebody knows what it does.
Yeah, absolutely. And apparently there's a Muse 2 that sells for like $100.
Is a band called the Muse?
Absolutely. I ain't heard anything about Muse in a long time.
No, I don't remember what they sing. I just remember there was a band.
Absolutely. And then this is a Split Ender Pro.
Okay.
So you stick your hair in it, cuts off your split ends.
Okay.
I
could probably use this. I haven't had my ends cut in years.
Well, I bought it and Stephanie's been telling me I need a haircut for like a month now. And I was like, I'll just use a split ender. And she's like, no, you're not using that thing. But I got this in LaGrange, not this past weekend, but the weekend before.
Okay.
For $30. And it just sold for $119 plus shipping on top.
Did you test it?
Did not. Well, I mean, I turned it on.
Okay.
I didn't stick my hair into it.
Okay. Well, that's a good find. Good sale.
It looked like it was brand new. I don't know if it had ever been used. It does.
You remember, I think it's called a Flowbee. Remember that?
That sounds familiar.
I think that's what these were called. If I'm wrong, somebody will let me know. But it's like a vacuum cleaner that cuts your hair. And apparently, if you find those, they sell really well. Still.
Really?
Yeah. Like the vent, I don't know how old they are, but I just remember hearing about them and I've seen one or two here or there, but apparently they sell really well.
All right.
You know, it's crazy.
Flowbee sounds like.
I could be wrong on the name. Yeah.
Sounds like one of those like infomercial kids' toys.
I thought it sounded like, you know, like Blippi, like the cartoon or whatever, like kids' shows.
Flowbee.
I think it may be a kid's toy.
Floam is what I'm thinking of. You remember Floam?
No.
It's like
I remember Flubber.
It's almost like styrofoam beads inside silly putty or something like that.
Floam. It's probably not even called Flowbee, but
may not be called Floam either. I don't know. we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. You want me to vamp while you're figuring this out?
I mean, I'm just looking up Flowbee real quick while you. I guess if you move on, it's me, huh?
Yeah, but I can talk about this a little bit. So there's a split.
I was right, just so you know.
Oh, you were Flowbee right?
Flowbee is a vacuum cleaner haircutting system. And yeah, they sell really well. Like, I'm looking on Amazon. We got like $230,
good
$350.
Lord.
And I don't know if those are new or pre-owned or not, but either way, if you find one, buy it.
Flowbee. All right. Look out for the Flowbee, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't believe I got it right.
All right, your sales.
Let's see. Okay. So I saw this Dungeons & Dragons magazine the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I've had this Dungeons & Dragons stuff on my shop for a while.
Right.
And I was like, it must not be a craze right now. Whatever. I take Angus to see Black Adam Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I see this movie trailer before the movie. And I'm like, well, I wonder what movie this is.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as the end of the trailer ends, it says Dungeons and Dragons. And I was like, oh, the magazine sold. The next day, Dungeons and Dragons. This here is, I don't even know what this is called exactly. Like Dungeons and Dragons Master Rules Box Set. It's a vintage game.
Expansion rules for the D&D basic set.
Yeah. And I don't really know. I never played it or anything. Me so either. I know there's so many different things that go along with it. But this is one of the things. Got this in a big lot of board games and whatnot and lots of Dungeons and Dragons stuff. And so I'm thinking like $5 to $10
okay.
is what I pay for this. And this sold full price, which I got a lot of bad offers on this a long time ago, but now it's selling for full price for $150.
All right.
So
can't beat that.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Dang.
All right. On to the next.
On to the next. This here is one of the Robert Graham shirts out of the mini that I found that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid, I don't remember if they're $2 or $3 a piece, either way, pennies.
Right.
This was the coolest one, or the most elaborate one. Mm-hmm. This is the Doctor Who version of the Robert Graham shirt. All right. Like I said, bought it for about $3. It's had it listed for $100. Just took an offer for $75.
Incredible.
Yeah, buddy.
Love selling a shirt.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
It's the best. So easy to pack. So cheap to ship.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
And which we just learned, you could bundle these up and sell them yeah. a 5-pound box of them.
That's right. That's right. I'm about to start buying a bunch of clothes. Let me yeah. tell you what. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the...
Ain't too much. Man, that sucks. Dang, it's a dud of a week.
What do you think it is? I told you it's a repeat dud.
Well, we just talked in the interview about this... A rocket shirt. Is it the rocket shirt?
It is again? Not the rocket shirt. It could have been that because that's the shirt that sold again.
Again.
This time it sold on.
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
What is it?
It's the Yeezys.
It's you the Yeezys. You know how I knew that?
Because I can see your computer right behind your head.
Dang it. Dang it.
I just looked up and I know what it is. I didn't even realize it was there.
So these were originally a dud because they were not authentic.
Right.
Then I said, well, I can sell them on Mercari.
Yeah, as reproductions.
Yeah. Nope. Mercari's cracking down too.
Oh, I thought maybe it was because of the Kanye stuff that's going down right now.
Well, that was going to be my other reason.
Okay.
So I went to list them on Mercari, and I've had Mercari take down stuff before. I had a Juul e-cig covers.
Okay.
And they don't allow like tobacco accessories or whatever on there.
Perfect.
But I put them up. And sold a couple of them before they took it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I'll do the same thing with this. And I'd seen other sold comps of fake or replica Yeezys on there. These exact pair.
So is it just Yeezys?
Or I don't know.
Any reproduction?
All I know is I went to list it and it wouldn't even let me list it.
Weird.
Automatically was like, nope. Because I don't, well, and I don't know, like the sold comp I saw said replica in it.
Mm-hmm.
In the listing. So I thought, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
So obviously it picked up that I put that in the listing. Hmm. So I guess now Stephanie owns a pair of Yeezys.
Okay. Fake Yeezys. But still, yeah. They look like, I mean.
They fooled me.
I think when I posted those Grateful Dead Nikes,
uh-huh.
I don't think I put that in the title.
Uh-huh.
But I thought just by putting the price that they would know, like, obviously.
Right.
And of course, I got a million messages mm-hmm. like, are these legit,
right?
Or are they repro?
Yeah,
or whatever. And I was like, the price. I mean, they're obviously mm-hmm. repros.
But. Yeah. Now I thought about doing like Facebook Marketplace, but Facebook. I don't know what's happening. I don't know if it's because I hooked up my Vindu, so I think somebody else is trying to log in.
Vindu has ruined everything.
Yeah, but it keeps locking me out of my account, saying unusual activity. So yesterday I was trying to buy a tent. And an air mattress off of Facebook Marketplace. I messaged mm-hmm. the guy, and he was like, yeah, I'll meet up whenever. And then I got locked out, so I couldn't message him back to figure out where to meet him. So I can't sell these on the Marketplace either because I keep getting locked out. So
you
now
can't go camping either.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be sleeping out in the dirt. Thanks, Facebook. But yeah, now they were Stephanie's size, so she now owns a pair of fake Yeezys.
All right. That'll work.
She says they're extremely comfortable.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They're probably the exact, made by the same exact people. Yeah,
probably. I mean, they look like it.
I think that's actually how that works. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why that's the way, but I've been told like the stuff you buy on Ollie
mm-hmm.
comes from the same factories.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's another whole topic there, but I just think it's weird.
I mean, there's definitely places that don't do that. Well, maybe it's like same factory but different materials or something.
Maybe.
Because like the fake Gucci bags and stuff, they're obviously not.
Right. Not the quality, mm-hmm. same quality.
But like Gucci, I think, does their stuff in-house. They don't have a factory that makes it for them. They have their own.
They hand do it too,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
So yeah. That, but.
Yeezy's definitely mass-produced.
Yeah, sure.
I should have known... Whenever I was researching these say they were made in Vietnam,
uh-huh.
and all of the like comps that I found when I was trying to compare them say they were made in China.
Okay.
But then I found some that were like, some of these were made in Vietnam.
Why they got to make it so confusing?
I don't know. Anyway, can't sell them. I lost $6. Stephanie got some free shoes.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good.
Life is good.
Exactly. And now on to... Oh,
no, that's last week's. I don't have a dud because, once again, I did not get to go sourcing. But guess what I'm doing this weekend?
What are you doing?
I'm going sourcing this
weekend.
That's
what I'm talking about.
It's happening. I'm going to LaGrange. I may go with you. I don't know. I think I'm actually taking that truck that's at my house.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll maybe, like, you can follow me because you never know what's going to happen. That thing, it could break down on me. It could have a blowout. So I'm going to try to take it and deliver it when we're done.
Okay.
So, yeah, but I'm going. So all right. That's all that matters.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. We'll have some stories for y'all next week. Thank you so much to Nanny Meg Resale for coming on the show. We'll have all of her links to all of her stores and social medias in the description. And thanks for all the Poshmark tips.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect timing.
I may join the Poshmark army.
Absolutely. After hearing about them American Eagle jeans.
I'm happy about the 5-pound box.
Yeah. Like,
that's kind of cool.
I'll bundle some clothes real quick. I got a whole barn to clean up.
Yeah, my van's full of stuff. So, yeah.
That's right. All right. You can find our stores on eBay at Fierce Inc. and...
My name and my birthday. West Rankin 0420.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at The Resell Brothers, unless I get locked out. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week.
Buy low, sell high, y'all.
Amen.